I just took a 10-minute yoga break. I'm a little bit out of breath. Wow, this is totally trippy because this is actually unique from the future / the past. This is unique after I have recorded this episode and I am still out of breath because I just did all that talking. But hey, you're here. I hope you enjoyed this time warp. Let me introduce myself. Hi, I'm Unique Bell, and I'm the Pussy Queen. I blend tantric philosophy, science, and my own embodied soul wisdom to help women, men, non-binary people, and couples recover their original soul essence and sacred bond. I empower women with the tools to deepen into pussy consciousness, reclaim their sacred slut, and go deeper into their personal wild. And I help men reclaim and integrate their primal sexual power, experience sexual mastery, and liberate their energy from cock to crown. You're listening to the Women Gone Wild podcast. This is episode 104, Accepting the Ego. Welcome to the show. We're back. It's another week of talking about acceptance. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the episode before this on, what was the episode before this? I literally just recorded it. Right. Dual acceptance. That's embarrassing. So I started this conversation on acceptance last week. So go listen to last week's episode. Episode 103, so that you're not lost in the sauce, my new favorite saying. This is a fun one. This is a really great episode, I think. I think all the episodes are great, but particularly if you are working on moving past your ego, this is going to give you a lot of key insights into that and downfalls, little traps that we typically fall into in that process. As a tantric intimacy coach, I work with the body, with sacred sexuality to get you into this deeper understanding of yourself and a deeper state of presence. And so that's why we're having this conversation today. And we're also having it because I want to. And I don't know, I get to decide because it's my podcast. The choice of being the boss. So welcome. Welcome. If you are a first-time listener, be sure to hit that subscribe button so that you get all the podcast updates. And also head over to my website. The link is in the show notes. Take the free quiz because I have a 7-day free practice for you. So go ahead and take my intimacy accelerator quiz. It's linked in the show notes, like I said, or you can find it at uniquebell.com/quizme so that you get matched with a 7-day practice to help you deepen your intimacy. It's for men, it's for women, it's for couples. You'll get matched with the perfect practice for you. And second announcement. So we actually are approaching the reopening of Wildly Orgasmic. So if you are a woman or a non-binary person with a pussy or something in between, I have a program for you for developing your orgasmic mastery. We cover breast orgasms, mastering the core pleasure expanders, learning how to have tantric orgasms. This is the program if you are ready to feel masterful and know what you're doing when it comes to your own pleasure and your own body. So doors are opening. Get excited if you want to get notified when doors open, because they will only be open for a short period of time. We'll get started in October. Be sure to join the wait list, and the link to join the wait list is in my bio, or to, if you want to just head right to the website, it's uniquebell.com/wildlyorgasmic. And I believe that's all the announcements I have for you. Yep. All the links to everything I just mentioned is in the show notes. I think that's it. I think we're ready. Let's dive on in.
This is episode 104. Beep boop, beep boop. Accepting the ego. Peace and joy.
So we're continuing our conversation from last week. Look at us. Hey. So last week we talked about acceptance and dual acceptance, to be exact, right? Learning to accept both the external reality and also our internal reality. And this segues perfectly into the conversation I want to have with you this week on accepting the ego. Now, I have seasons where I lean in and out of the word ego because I really like to see vocabulary as not just being a word with a definition, but a word with an energy body, a pain body, that has all these implications that we bring to the word, right? When I say ego, I'm not just evoking ego as I understand it. I'm evoking ego as you understand it, as maybe whoever you learned the word ego from understands it, as how your guides and teachers understand it, right? So there's a lot that we can bring to a word, and sometimes we may think we're talking about the same thing when we're not, because we have different things that we're bringing, different energies that we're bringing to a word. And so if ego is not a word that you're currently using, maybe it's the mind, maybe it's thoughts, maybe it's just accepting thoughts as they're arising. I will be using ego in this podcast as those I am statements that we continuously have throughout the day, right? Consecutively have throughout the day. I am tired. I am sick of this. I really need to blah, blah, blah. I am awful. I'm a bad person. I'm a lovely person. I am this. I am that. I, right? If you're looking for a way to identify your ego, it would be the I am statements going on in your brain. There's a deeper level of awareness and consciousness that actually occurs without words, that actually occurs as a feeling, a thoughtless knowing. So occurring without thought, without I am statements, without object identification, without object reactivity, without me versus you, right? There is a level of presence that you can actually access, and you can actually access it simultaneously along with the ego. Now, will I be getting very deep into that? Maybe not. If you answered the call and you jumped into Bliss Body Sexual Alchemy last week, you know that for the 12-month journey, we get into thoughtless knowing at the end of the year, right? That's something that it takes some time to get into, because first we have to learn how to work with our emotional body. We have to actually learn how to work with the feelings, those I am statements, oftentimes before we can pop into the deeper knowing. In fact, they can transport us into that deeper knowing. And so that's the angle that I'm talking about. And, you know, if you have a sense of the ego is bad, let's remember the quote I gave you from Tara Brach last week. Pain is not wrong. Your experience of pain is not wrong. Similarly, the ego is not wrong. So I would love to remove this idea that the ego is wrong. The ego is bad. The ego is a block to deep spiritual knowing and deep presence, when the ego can actually be a vehicle to that awareness. If you have learned otherwise, this episode might be uncomfortable, right? You might actually have thoughts coming up that say, no, I have to fight with my mind. I have to fight with the ego. I have to continue this long, long fight. And what happens when we are resisting, right? When we're not in acceptance, but we are resisting, fighting, or rejecting, right? We covered this last week. When we are in these states of rejecting, resisting, fighting, the situation persists. Whatever it is that we're resisting, it's going to persist. And the more force that we apply to it, we're going to be met with an equal and opposite force. We're not going to be able to glide and flow. We're actually going to be in a combative force relationship with this dynamic, with this thing. And today, that thing is our ego. And so obviously the counter to that is learning to accept the ego, learning to honor, to see the value in, to accept without story, narrative, reactivity, right? To actually start to experience the ego even from that space of spaciousness, presence, thoughtless knowing, right? And it is possible. But before we get deeper into that, let's talk about why this is important. Why do we desire this to begin with, right? And so the ego is so often positioned as the thing that stops us from experiencing joy, that stops us from experiencing oneness, love, a reality that is unified in energy and consciousness and love and harmony, right? We often position the ego as the creation of us versus them, right? Me versus you, which is tribal identification, right? And when we have these separations of this is me, that is you, what gets created is conflict, right? Suffering. We start to prolong and go into a state of fighting, resisting the other because the other is not me, or maybe we want the other to be like me, right? It can get twisty. And so the desire to end the ego, to experience an egoic death, as you might say, it comes from a pure desire, right? To feel at peace with the world, to feel at one with the world, to kind of end the endless chattering that is in our minds, that's creating conflict, that's creating judgment of reality, of what is, right? That is forever not in acceptance of what is, right? But as I mentioned, when we get into this state of being, when we are, our end goal is to kill the ego, to end the ego, there is no ending it, right? Because we're in this resistant state, which will inflame the ego even more and actually make it very, very hard to have freedom from the ego. And this is where acceptance comes in. I actually had a profound experience. So you may already know that I have my deepest realizations when I go out on my walks and I talk to the trees and I talk to the universe. And I remember, I think this was like 2 months ago, maybe at the start of summer, I went out on a walk, or maybe it was like, I'd say like end of spring, start of summer. But I went out on a walk and I realized that I mentioned a lot on here that I had a really deep spiritual experience back in December that really shook a lot of things for me, and it set me on a trajectory that I didn't even realize at the time. I spoke an intention when it all happened, and that set me on a trajectory of mastering a deeper presence, being able to stay in a deeper presence, which I was longing for. And I realized, so immediately after that experience, I went into fighting mode with my ego because I saw it as the thing that was separating me from presence. And I didn't realize that presence is occurring always, always occurring alongside the ego, So alongside the mind that is doing the I am statements, the constant thinking, the constant assessment, the constant judging, all these things, I thought, hey, if I want to experience presence, I got to get this mind to stop doing this, right? And I knew better too. I knew I wasn't going to be successful. And yet I still found myself in that trap of, I got to stop doing this in order to experience this. And I didn't realize these were two things that were occurring at the same time. And I'm going to give you a metaphor here. It's like having, do you know how if you enter a bar, sometimes they got a game going on one channel, and then on the other channel is a show or something like that. And, you know, both of these TVs, the audios can be on, but you may realize that if you focus on the show, your brain will basically only hear the show, right? And if you focus on the game, your brain will focus on the words, the audio coming through from the game, even though both TVs are on, right? And so in a similar sense, this is what's happening inside. We have presence that is forever and ever always there, right? That sense of the seat of the soul, right? That spaciousness, that kind of awake, aware, all-consuming, all-knowing, just not all-knowing as in like I know facts, but just an empty space of knowing, right? You have pure awareness, and it's always going to be there. It's playing on one TV. On the other TV, it's going to be the ego mind. And so for you to think that in order to experience presence is I got to turn that TV off, this is a magic TV. So in this scenario, there are magic TVs, and neither of these TVs have an off switch. They don't have a plug. They are magical, infinite TVs that go are powered to infinity. And so we get into the trouble that we get into is thinking, I gotta break this ego TV, I gotta turn it off, I gotta switch it off in order to experience presence. When really all we need to do is scoot, right? Shift our chair, shift our perspective, angle ourselves, and tune into the presence. It's literally a shift. And we can have moments of this bloop shift in meditation. We can have moments of this bloop shift, right? When we're doing deep healing work, when we're going into the ego, right? And oftentimes if we don't take care of the ego, right? So let's say we resist and we fight with the ego. What happens to that TV is the volume starts to go up. It starts to go up, 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 up. It starts to get screamy, screechy, right? And if you want the volume to be at a manageable place, you have to stop fighting with it, right? You have to start being in acceptance of it. And that's the mic drop that I have for you today. All right, peace out. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Bye. Okay, I'm just joking. Let's keep talking about this. Actually, I'm already ready for another 10-minute yoga session. You can do this, Unique. I mean, what else do I have to say? It really is that simple. I mean, it's not simple in practice because, like me, you can get lost in the resisting of the ego for months and months and months. Maybe you forget. And that happens, right? So be generous with yourself. Part of there is this like cyclical journey that happens on, you know, our healing and our spiritual development, where we often will hear a truth and then forget about it. Life will happen, and our habitual ways of handling things, right, with the thinking mind, the way that our nervous system has been habituated, all of that will turn on. And so what you have to do is start to create more space where you can remember, where you can tune into your knowing. And so if you struggle with this, or you're like, yeah, I totally was aware of this, and I you know, maybe I realized this a few years ago, or light bulbs are coming on right now, and yet you're like, what the fuck have I been doing for the past few months or the past few years? I know this is not working. I know it does not work, and yet I still fell into this. Be generous with yourself, right? Because retraining the practice of meditation gives us that space to start to choose differently. But without that space, without the pause, without those juicy walks I go on, there is no way in hell I am I'm keeping this awareness alive, right? So understand that. And what else do I want you to keep in mind as you navigate this? Oh yeah, so back to that walk I was on. I actually had a really emotional moment, because I don't know, maybe I personify things. I do. I don't really personify as in make everything a person, but I try to tune into the consciousness, the presence that's within a thing. And I felt real bad, because I was like, man, I am beating up on my mind, my ego, right? I'm being really mean to it. Like, I am asking it to do something that it literally cannot do. Within its list of functions, being still, presence, it's not coded for that, right? The brain, the mind is coded to categorize for the purpose of allowing survival, right? Allowing us to identify things in our environment, categorize things as safe. And so for me to sit here, okay, demanding that this computer, this TV work any differently than it is built to work, right? This is the function. And I'm here trying to tell it, this is not your purpose. This is not your function. You need to stop. How cruel, right? How cruel of me. And look at me creating suffering inside, endless suffering, because this thing cannot be anything than what it is, right? And so that's where acceptance comes in. When we learn to accept this is what the ego is, and instead of seeing it as a barrier, see it as a tool when we need to use this function, right? Because I think the problem with the conversations around the ego and the ego being bad and blah blah blah, right, is that we fail to recognize it has a function. There's a reason why the human body is built this way. There's a reason why it's here. And when we understand the function, then we can use the function in the right way, right? It's kind of like those iPhone hacks. If you've ever seen like those videos on TikTok or Instagram where it's like, did you know that if you tap the back of your phone, it could do this? Or did you know that? And then you watch it and you're like, oh my fucking God, I have been using the phone in ways I didn't even know the phone could do that, right? I didn't understand the function of the phone. I didn't understand how it really was truly meant to function. And so that is a shift in mindset that I want to give you, is shift out of the ego is the barrier to presence. The ego is the barrier to spiritual growth, whatever. And shift into the ego is a tool. My mind is a tool. I can use it to create X, Y, and Z. It's helpful for problem solving or analysis, right? Analyzing situations. It's helpful for communication, right? For communicating with other egos, right? Egoic minds. It's helpful for communicating with, identities, for creating an identity that I can interact with the identity world with, right? It's helpful in all these ways. And then presence is helpful in another way. Presence feeds me in another way, right? And you can learn how to sit in your presence and almost kind of turn the two TVs together, because really you are not they're not really TVs. You're not the thing outside the thing. And, you know, actually, I'm not going to go there because it's too complicated. And you know what? This metaphor is simple enough, and I don't want you to get lost. I do not want you to get lost in the sauce, and I don't want to get lost in the sauce myself trying to explain this with this metaphor. But you are the presence, and you're basically going to turn the TVs together, and they're going to watch each other, sort of, you know. We'll get there another day. Patience. I'm going to save that one for another episode. Look at me creating content. Oh, man. Are you ready for that next step? Are you ready for when the ding, 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 the TVs turn and look at each other? Dramatic moment. But I want to read you, this passage, or not passage, a sentence from Tara Brach once again, because I mentioned last week I am batch recording, so I still have this website open, and I want to read you this one, this quote, and I won't do all the dramatic readings this time. Okay, here we go. We may want to love other people without holding back, to feel authentic, to breathe in the beauty around us, to dance and sing, yet each day we listen to inner voices that keep our life small. And this transitions us beautifully into what acceptance really means in this situation, right? So when we are listening to ego and we're believing the thoughts that are coming in, those small voices, that little voice that says, I am this, I should be ashamed, I am a failure, I am blah, 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 right? Or even the big voices that say, I am Oprah, I am as successful as blah, 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 I am the best. Even these voices, as positive as they are, can limit us. And that can feel hard to hold because we think, but it's expanding me. It's helping me to own my worth, to charge my worth, to be big and right. But these voices, they keep us small when we start to believe that they're all we are, right? That there's only that one TV. And so accepting ego is also accepting the ego's role, the ego's function, and also the ego's kind of size, right? Presence. The other TV is actually way bigger, right? So if you were envisioning those two TVs that you see at a bar, now I want you to expand that metaphor and actually blow up the TV of presence. Maybe make it as large as a mountain, right? Really, really big. Keep the ego TV the size that it is, and blow up, expand the presence TV. And that is where you actually start to feel what is actually here, right? When we are only watching that little TV now, right? I'm thinking of Michael Scott, if you know the episode with Jan where he has a pull out, what does he call it? A platinum TV, whatever. And it's like the size of, like, smaller than a tablet. It's so funny. Yeah, right? It's like we were obsessed with a TV that's that size. And it's going to shrink our world because we're zoned into this little screen that we're missing this expansive, bigger TV that's playing out in the other side, right? On the other side. And so accepting the ego is both accepting the thoughts that occur, accepting that the ego is, right? That we will have thoughts as we navigate the world. We will have I am statements as we need a identity to kind of interact with the world, with this 3D reality, right? And also accepting the size, its role, its function, right, within our world. In practice, this looks like being allowance in allowance of our thoughts, not fighting them, not needing to kind of make sense of everything at all times, right? You can have a thought and it can just be a thought. Imagine, right? Imagine to be in such acceptance of the ego that you're able to allow the ego to do its thing without obsessing over the ego and getting all like, oh my God, what is that thought? Or what does that mean? Right? Imagine the level of freedom that you gain when you stop fighting, resisting, needing to explain, understand, create meaning constantly, and instead allow it to be. And this is how working with the ego sneaky turns into presence. Because guess who has to be allowing, okay, for that to happen? Guess what mode of operation you need to be in, right? Almost like if you're switching a gear, right? You're on the spike. Guess what gear you now need to shift into to be in allowance of your ego? Just guess. I'm not going to give you the answer. I'm actually going to invite you to practice this yourself. And I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm not going to say anything else. You know the answer, though. Do you love me? Do you love me now that I can just be me? Me, me. Boom, boom, boom. That's your ego right now. Man, this healing stuff is really not that complicated. The hard work is actually the practice, right? Like, we get it. It's just living it, being it, doing it, creating that spaciousness, doing enough work with the ego, right? Doing enough work with our emotional bodies that we get to that spaciousness. And that's, yeah, it's where the work comes in. And that's also where I come in. So if you want someone to help you do this, I'm here for you. Private coaching is available to you. I have some spots open for the fall, so be sure to apply. You can apply for a free 30-minute consultation. I'll leave the link in the show notes. I just realized I didn't take a breath. I said all of that and I hadn't taken a breath. Sometimes I do that because, okay, I'm in the process of getting new mics. I'm actually going to order them today. You may have noticed that the like 100s episodes, they had a ringing noise. That's because I purchased a blue mic and I could not get the freaking ringing noise to go away. So I'm going to try a totally new mic. And hopefully I will be successful because your girl is at her wit's end with these microphones. You feel me? I know I've been meaning to get a new mic for like over a year now. Finally doing it. Finally biting the bullet and I'm going fancy. So I'm going to try out a Bluetooth mic. Why did I start talking about this? What were we doing before? Oh yes, private coaching. So if you would like to work with me, there are so many options. I'll leave the link to get a free consult, apply for a free consult. But I also want to put on your radar, ladies and non-binary women or non-binary people with pussies, I have Wildly Orgasmic opening. Yeah, we're starting in October. I think October 3rd is a Monday. But doors will probably close the week prior. So doors are going to open though. Doors will be opening pretty soon, like in a few days. Be sure to join the waitlist so that you are notified when doors open and you can grab a spot before doors close. I know we've been going a little bit deeper into a spiritual practice, how the body, emotional body can support us in that, and the mind, as we saw today, can support us in that. and we haven't really been talking about intimacy. We've been talking about self-intimacy, but not physical intimacy, you know? And it's all a part of it. It's all a part of it, to be honest. I love this work. I love it so freaking much because of just how everything is connected like this. But if you are looking for more support, ways of working with your ego, working with maybe your thoughts of unworthiness, seeing that through way into deep presence, working with your orgasm is going to help you, right? To be able to feel on a deeper level, master the orgasmic mind, body, heart, as I like to call. We have a whole module on that. And get through into pure presence, right? Get through into orgasmic surrendered presence. It's beautiful, right? So this is all connected. I'm weaving the dots for you. And I want you to keep your eye open because doors are going to be opening for Wildly Orgasmic, where we're going to be practicing transitioning into presence, transitioning into orgasmic bliss through the mind, right? Working through the mind. And being in acceptance of ourselves, of our egos, of our minds, our bodies, all that goodness. Do you love me? Do you love me? Now that I am corn. Oh, man. I do not want that corn song stuck in my head this week. I need to stop. Not even mention corn. Okay, what else? Do I have anything else to tell you before we go? I think that's it. Apply for a free consultation. Link will be in the show notes. I love you. I love your ego. I love my ego. Oh, happiness. Look at us. Look at us. Stay you. See you this week. I hope you have a glorious week. I'm going to continue with this batch recording stuff. So, hey, hopefully you'll have an episode for next week. I need to decide what I want to talk about next. But first, let's get that 10 minutes of something in. Yoga, movement. Thanks for sitting with me, but it's time for me to get up. Bye. Thanks for listening. I love you. I love to love. I love to love. Okay. I need a stop. Take a breath, Unique. Pause. Okay, goodbye. I love you. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Leave a review. It's fun here. Why not? Bye. You're cool.